68 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee residents could face higher electricity bills this summer. The cost of electricity has risen pretty steadily since 2020. Recent analysis from the National Energy Assistance Directors Association found that the average household bill this summer may go up nearly 9% from last year and more than 35% higher than 2020. There are a lot of factors that affect electricity prices in a given year. The Tennessee Valley Authority, which generates the state's power, is undergoing a massive build-out of gas infrastructure and has been affected by gas and coal fuel costs. People may also just be using more power because summers are getting hotter on average. It's only this century that armadillos have become fairly common in Tennessee and Kentucky, and their northward move signals the effects of the region's warming climate. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, LPM's Giselle Roden has more.
Nine-banded armadillos are typically found in southern states, Mexico, and South America. But average temperatures in Kentucky have increased by nearly 3 degrees since 1970, bringing the little creatures farther north. Natural Areas Manager Evan Patrick says Bernheim Forest and Arboretum found its first living armadillo in 2024.
It could be not just that they can tolerate the milder winters in Kentucky, but it could also be that the insects that they prey upon and feed on are more active in these milder winters as well.
The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife reports nine-banded armadillos have been documented in 63 of the state's 120 counties. They've also been found in Indiana, Tennessee, and Ohio. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, I'm Giselle Roden.